Blog Talk Radio.
I was left to my own device. I said.
Quickly, this year has flown by. It's really crazy. This season started back on September 11th with CBS analyst Jerry Palm and new Woodbury headmaster Byron Holsey jumping on the show. And tonight, we wrap up this fourth year on the air with what I believe is our strongest show ever. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Gray Robertson. Richmond Adams is behind the glass tonight, and we are ready to bring you this action-packed episode tonight. Coming up in just a bit, GSU favorite Rachel Barbeau from SM Serious College Sports will come back for one last time this season to talk about the possible reinstatement of UAB's football program, the Everett Golson decision, and much more. Also on tonight's program, Jackie Franchulli comes back for the final ACC weekly update of Season 4, and Craig Maddox from the SEC staff hops on for the final SEC weekly update of this year. To get involved in the conversation, you can tweet me or the show at gray_Robertson or at gsportsupdate, or you can email me gray_Robertson@woodbury.org. Before we get to all of that, though, we have an interview that I have been planning on doing since the fall. Commissioner Mike Sclive has led the Southeastern Conference since July of 2002, and on July 31st of this year, he will officially retire and let Commissioner-Select Greg Sankey take over the league. In his tenure, and this is crazy, the SEC has added two new institutions, Missouri and Texas A&M, the SEC Network, which was launched this past fall, and has also won a remarkable 75 national championships in 17 of 21 sports. And that was in an article written a few months ago, not including Vanderbilt's win in women's tennis a few nights ago. He is the seventh ever commissioner for the SEC, and many consider him the best leader in intercollegiate athletics. I'm extremely honored to have Commissioner Sclive on the show tonight via the Gray Sports Update Hotline. Commissioner, welcome to the program. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, Gray. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be with you, and it's a great way for me to end up as well as for you. So I'm delighted to be here.
Yes, sir. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. And Commissioner, I'm sure you've done a lot of reflecting the last 2 weeks as your time to retire slowly approaches. Over the last almost 13 years, what are the three highlights, both professionally and personally, for you?
Oh, wow. You know, there's been so many wonderful things that have happened, Gray, to me and my family here, and as well as with the league. I think first, in no particular order, but first, when we came 13 years ago, the SEC had a lot of cases involved with the NCAA and rules violations, and that was the focus of a lot of our attention. And we knew that we could never be the best we could be if that didn't get changed. So we dug in, and we took that on head on. And I think over the last 13 years, we've changed the culture. I think we've improved the image. And I just found out that about a month after I retire, we'll have no schools on probation, and that's the first time in a very, very long time for the league. So that is one. And now what we need is perception to catch up with reality, and that will happen over the years. Secondly, when I came, we had never had a minority head football coach, and you know, we are a league of opportunity, not only for our students and student athletes, but also for our administrators and coaches. And you know, beginning with the appointment of Sylvester Croom at Mississippi State, that all changed. And since that time, we've had, you know, five minority head football coaches. We've had 15 in men's basketball, five in women's basketball. And what used to be a big story, Gray, is no longer a story, and that's the story. That something that used to be a major story is no longer a story. It's just who we are. Obviously, the SEC network is something I'm extremely proud of. It took us about 8 years or so to put it together, and it's been an enormous success. And then we learned after we launched that it was the most successful launch of a cable network in cable television history, not just in sport. So those at least, you said three, and those are at least three of the ones that I think a lot about.
Mm-hmm. Well, all great achievements, definitely. And you started out back in the athletics administration era at Dartmouth College as the assistant director of athletics, and now you're retiring after 13 years with the Southeastern Conference. As you worked through the ranks of intercollegiate athletics, who was the biggest mentor for you?
Oh, wow. Well, when I first started, I was hired by a man named Seaver Peters, who was the athletic director at Dartmouth College way up in New Hampshire. And actually, my first job, Gray, was I was the assistant athletic director, business manager, ticket manager, facility manager, event manager. So it didn't take very long to learn about this business. And just as an aside, it's something that I don't think very few people know, but when Mr. Peters, way up, he hired four men at Dartmouth. And four of us became chair of the men's basketball committee. And it's hard to believe that an AD at a small school in northern New Hampshire could hire five people that became chair of the men's basketball committee. And it was Dave Gavitt, Tom O'Connor, Gary Walters, and me. So he was my first mentor and obviously a very, very successful athletic director in his own right. And as time moved on, I went out to the Pac-10, and I was with Wiles Halleck, a wonderful man who was then the commissioner of the Pac-10, and I learned a great deal from Wiles. And then, obviously, we started the Great Midwest and Conference USA, and I always learned from everybody I worked with. It didn't matter whether they worked for me or I worked for them. I mean, the important thing is that I was always able to listen and learn from everybody I was associated with.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking to Commissioner Mike Flagg, retiring on July 31st of this year. And Commissioner, let's play a little game to get to know Mike Flagg, the man, a little better. I'm going to ask for a few favorites of yours. First up, you've been able to travel all over the country watching sporting events. And really, I want to know, where is your favorite vacation spot? I know you love Destin, but is that up there at the top?
We love Destin, and matter of fact, when Gray, you've been with us, and when we finally finished, we started on a Monday and we finish on a Friday, and then my family and I stay, and we stay for several days and get a little vacation time. So that is one of my favorites. But in all candor, I've had the privilege of being everywhere, but my favorite spot is my porch. In the back of my house, looking out over the valley and at the hills. And I always, no matter where I go and what I do, there's nothing better for me than coming home and sitting on my back porch and lighting up a good cigar and opening up a good book. For me, that's a vacation.
Now, what about favorite movie? I know you're very busy. You're traveling all over the place. Do you have time to watch movies?
Well, I do love movies, and we really haven't much time. We really haven't had a lot of opportunity recently. So, Liz and I are going to make up for that starting sometime this summer. But some of my favorite movies that go back a ways. You know, there was a movie called The Young Lions, which was about World War II, and a very interesting study of both the Allied side and the Nazi side. Clint Eastwood's Pale Rider is really one of my favorites. There are a lot of them, that's a couple.
Now, I like this question. What is the craziest gift you have ever received from someone during as commissioner? Because I'm sure you've gotten some crazy ones either.
Oh, wow.
All that. What's the craziest gift?
Well, you know, I don't really have an answer to that question, but I do have a very large stash of cigars, because many people, that they know that if they give me some cigars, that it's going to be well appreciated and well used. So I don't get too many surprises, Gray.
Now, I think I know the answer to this because you just said it, but I'll ask anyway. If you could go to any place in the world, where would you go?
Oh, wow. Well, I probably told you where I would go. But there are a few places that I think I might like to go. But I don't, you know, I don't have a big wanderlust. You know, one of the things about being in this business is you travel an enormous amount. And part mm-hmm. of the part of thinking about retiring is not having to travel so much. But there may be a few places, you know. With my daughter Anne and I, I had never been east of Maine until I was 60 years old, and Anna arranged for me to go to. We went to Paris 1 year, and another year we went to Florence. Another year we went to London, and finally we've been to Ireland. So between my domestic travel and that travel, staying home is going to be my first option.
Talking with retiring Southeastern Conference Commissioner Mike Fly. Commissioner, you always talk about how family is the most important thing in your life. How has your wife, Liz, helped to make you a better leader and also a better man?
Well, Liz is an amazing woman. Gray, we're going to celebrate our 47th wedding anniversary this summer. One of the things I want to do in my retirement is give Liz the kind of time that she deserves and that we deserve after having been away so much over the years. We've lived in a lot of places. You know, Anna didn't go to the same school 2 years in a row until she was in the seventh grade. And Liz, when we moved, Liz would move us, sell a house, buy a house, move everything, and it has always been such a wonderful support for me. And allowed me to pursue my dreams. And so she's been my partner on this journey. And, I love her dearly. And we're going to have a quieter journey, the two of us, to enjoy each other's company that we've sort of given up over the years when I've been traveling so much.
Well, your wife is certainly an amazing woman. And she's one of my favorite people in the world, always so kind and always so great to see, especially at SEC spring meetings, which start next week. And you talked about how it's a Monday to Friday thing, and on that Thursday night is the Boyd McWhorter Award Dinner, and you always give an address to the whole conference, kind of a state of the SEC Union, and this will be one of your last addresses to the entire conference. Have you thought about what you're going to say that night?
I have. I'm just worried about having the ability to say it, you know, because... this is an emotional time, and that's a very special evening. It's really the league is a family, Gray. You know that from your exposure to us. We're more than just a conference. We're more than just games and events, but we are truly a family with everyone involved and everyone believing in the league and everybody believing that the sum is greater than the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And so that night is a special night every year when we come together as a family. We celebrate the league. We celebrate each other. And so it's a night that I've always looked forward to. So I have put together some thoughts and some remarks. The real issue will be, Gray, when I stand up, whether I can give it or not.
Talking with retiring SEC Commissioner Mike Fly here on Gray Sports Update. Commissioner, one last question before we run to a commercial break. When you retire on July 31st, what do you want your legacy as commissioner of the Southeastern Conference to be?
You know, Gray, some people have asked me that question, and you know what? That's really not for me to decide. I appreciate being asked, but it's really for other people to decide. It's really for history to decide. I take great satisfaction that we've made progress and we've helped the league and improved the league. And I'll take great satisfaction in knowing that I think the league is a little better for me having been here when I leave. And I know that when Greg Sankey, my successor, will do a terrific job and even take the league to greater heights. So, you know, what contributions I made and whether it's my, what my legacy is really for other people to evaluate.
Well, we've got some other people that will be saying what they think about you in just a moment, because we're going to run, take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a little surprise to play for you, Commissioner, before we send you off into retirement in just a few weeks. This is Gray Sports Update. I'm Gray Robertson. Mike Slive is with us. We'll be right back.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fry. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, oh, oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, oh, oh. I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eye. Feel the touch of a precious child.
You're listening to the Gray Sports Update Season 4 Finale live from Woodbury Forest School here, talking with SEC Commissioner Mike Slive. And Commissioner, we just talked to you. Now I've got a little surprise for you. I've asked a few people to send me some notes and some regards about you, and I'm going to play that for you, and I hope you're somewhere where you can listen.
I am. Thank you.
Commissioner Slive, this is Archie Manning. Just wanted to congratulate you on your retirement, commend you on all your years of service to the Southeastern Conference and to college athletics. Certainly enjoyed our time together and the many good times we've had, and want to tell you how much I appreciate your friendship and wish you the very best. Thank you.
This is Charlie Hussey.
Mike Slive has often used the quote, "Luck is where preparation meets opportunity." For me, I could not have been luckier than to have had the opportunity to observe and learn from one of the best in the business these past 13 years. Commissioner Slive's ability to lead and navigate the conference through the complexities of what may sometimes be 14 competing interests is remarkable. He has shown time and time again strategic foresight, and not only for the SEC, but for intercollegiate athletics as a whole. I will miss working with him on a daily basis, but will be forever grateful for the experiences and opportunities he has provided me.
Commissioner, this is Charles Bloom. You have made such a great impact on me as well as many others. Here's hoping for a healthy retirement, lots of good times with Liz, and playing with your granddaughter, Abigail. Take care and hope to see you soon.
This is Steve Shaw, coordinator of football officials for the Southeastern Conference. I first met Commissioner Slive as an on-field official and quickly recognized his leadership, vision for the conference. He had a plan to make the SEC the best conference in America. And then I was honored to be hired by him as his coordinator of officials, and I got to see firsthand his passion for the conference and his drive to make it the best in America. I always appreciated his support for our program. He was our biggest fan on Saturday, but he held us strongly accountable individually and collectively. He's done a great job. He leaves a strong legacy for the SEC. We're in great shape as he retires, but personally, I'm going to miss those Saturdays in the command center with him.
Hi, this is Tony Barnhart from the SEC Network. When Mike Slive became the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference, a lot of us wondered if this lawyerly, scholarly gentleman would be tough enough to wrangle the institutional and personal egos that are a big part of this membership. Well, we quickly got our answer. Commissioner Slive understood that his role was to take a conference that was already competitively and financially successful and then to set it on a path to true greatness. Now, that greatness goes far beyond the championships and the bottom line. It includes using the power of the SEC for academic good inside and outside of the footprint. It includes a rededication to rules compliance, and it also includes an unprecedented commitment to diversity. Mike Slive is one of the great visionaries with whom I've had the honor to work. I'm also privileged to call him my friend and a fellow grandfather. So from the Barnhart family, I want to take this time to say thank you and send our love to Mike and Liz and the rest of the Slive Five for the difference you've made and continue to make in all of our lives. You are the best.
Hey, Mike. Well, as near as I can remember, it's been 25 years since we met, and so I've had a long time to enjoy your leadership, your skill, your tact, and good humor. And when the phone rings at 6:45 a.m., I don't have to guess who's calling. Most importantly, thank you for your friendship, which Nikki and I cherish most of all. In a word, well, I guess two words, you're awesome. Thank you, Mike.
Commissioner Robbie Robertson here. I could talk a very long time about all the things that you have done, and I've had the pleasure of interacting with you on the past, but I'm going to be very succinct as Gray has asked for that. And I think about the great athletes that you have encountered through the years as commissioner, and I think that one of the attributes that all the great athletes have, or some have, that separate them from all the others, and that is the athlete who makes all the others around them better. And I think when I think of you, I think that's one of your great characteristics that I'll always treasure, is you have always made everyone around you better, from the conference level to the university level to those of us fortunate enough to serve and work with, alongside and for you. And for that, I'll always be appreciative and wish you all the best. Take care.
Commissioner, I cannot thank you enough for giving me the opportunity to work at the SEC. I've learned so much from the hard work, dedication, and positive attitude that you have shared with us every day. Congratulations on your retirement, and if you ever need a chauffeur in Oklahoma City, you know who to call. All the best, Jill Skatarczak.
I'm Paul Feinbaum, and when I think of Mike Slive, I think of not only the best commissioner in the Southeastern Conference history, but one of the kindest and gentlest men I've ever met. It's been just a truly a gift to be able to know him, to work with him, and I frankly just look forward to much more time now with him now that he is leaving the SEC. I know many, including myself, are so sad to see him step down, but on a personal level, I'm selfishly quite happy to be able to spend more time with one of the greatest men I've ever met in my entire life.
Commissioner, this is Debbie Corum. I am often asked, after working for three different commissioners, Harvey Schiller, Roy Kramer, and Mike Slive, which one I think is the best. And my answer is always that it seems like we had the best commissioner for whatever the time was within the structure of the NCAA and what we needed. But I want to say that what you have done for the conference financially has just been unprecedented. And so on behalf of all the athletes and the coaches throughout the conference, not only now but in many years to come, I want to thank you for your work. You were phenomenal with where you put the conference, and thank you.
Commissioner Sly, this is Scott Ramsey in Nashville. Just want to say a big congratulations on your retirement. Best wishes to you and Liz. I know your retirement will be great and a great opportunity for you to do all the things that maybe you didn't have time for as commissioner. Most importantly, just want to say
thank you from all your friends at the National Sports Council and the Music City Bowl for all the great events and the moments, and most importantly, your great friendship throughout the years. It's just been a great ride, and I want to wish you congratulations on your retirement, and we all look forward to seeing you soon.
Hello, Commissioner. Jimmy Rayburn here. Well, you showed up at the SEC over, 12 years ago, and at that time I didn't think anybody in the world could replace Roy Kramer. But boy, was I wrong. You filled his shoes and then some. What a legacy. I appreciate our professional relationship, your first 6 or 7 years there. I appreciate our personal relationship, which continues through today. Here's hoping you have a great retirement with fine wine and cigars.
As the chairman of the Coffee Boys, we want to welcome our pal to his full-time seat at Salem's. And we look forward to many mornings of cheer and critiquing all the others that are running intercollegiate athletics. In all seriousness, he's been the greatest leader of intercollegiate athletics in modern time. Congratulations, pal.
Hi, Dad. It's me, Anna. I'm so proud of you and all you have accomplished in your career. You have taught me so much. Your work ethic is unchallenged, your integrity and kindness unmatched, and your leadership is innovative. I admit I'm biased here, but I don't know if there will be anyone who has accomplished so much as you have in your professional career, and I am so proud of you. In these last couple of years, though, you really have found your new calling, a role I think you were born to play as Abigail's papa. So here's to the next adventure, to more coffee talks and pancakes with papa. Thank you for being my mentor and my best friend. I love you, Dad.
I love you, papa.
And Commissioner, just to add to that, I would really like to say that you have been such an amazing influence in my life, helping me get into Woodbury and realizing that I actually wanted to come here, being someone that always shook my hand at every event that I saw you, where I saw you, and you've really just been one of the nicest people that I've ever met, one of the best people I've ever met, and I'm being very honest when I say the SEC will miss you and all of college sports will miss you.
Thank you, Gray.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you can't see me.
Well, Commissioner, thank you so much for coming on tonight. Really, it's an honor to talk to you, an honor to reflect on these past 13 years, and best of luck going forward. Enjoy sitting out on the porch with a cigar and your wife and reading a nice book, because you've definitely earned it.
Thank you, Gray. I look forward to seeing you this summer, as I always do.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Retiring SEC Commissioner Mike Sly jumping on Gray Sports Update tonight. I didn't say it. I should have, because I my mind just went blank, because there's nothing else. I mean, there's nothing more you can say about a guy who's just so kind and so great, really. This is a man who's been in command of one of the most dominating few years in any conference's history. And he did it with humility, with grace. He created the SEC Network. He brought in two institutions. He's completely changed the college athletics landscape. He is a man that everyone looks to and that I look to, because that's the kind of guy I want to be. Once I become a father and a husband, I want to be like Mike Sly, and to have him on the show tonight is really, really an honor. And this will be a moment I probably will never forget. And hopefully, if you're listening out there, that you won't forget either, as we talk for the final time with SEC Commissioner Mike Sly before he retires on July 31st, 2015, and Greg Sankey takes over as Commissioner of the league. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got a little announcement to make. It's about the future of the show, and I think it's worth discussing. And then we're going to talk about UAB with Rachel Barbo from XM Sirius College Sports. That coming up, plus a little bit more from the SEC and ACC here on Gray Sports Update. It's the season 4 finale. We'll be right back.